Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from that couple you had dinner with last night. You know the ones. After they left, they went back to the restaurant and had sex in the bathroom where everybody could hear. I could be reading from my neighbor across the street. Him and his wife like to drive around to the national parks and fuck with their camper door open. I could be reading from your next door neighbor, who has an endless stream of women doing the walk of shame any time of the day, or night for that matter. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape, sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So, I have a bit of announcement. I didn't know until Tuesday, actually. I have been nominated for Best Podcast on the ASN Magazine Awards. So if you have a moment out of your really busy schedule, I'd really appreciate a vote for me to win. I'm not going to be able to make the show, unfortunately. I already had something scheduled a year in advance for that week, and I really can't get out of it. So unfortunately, I won't be able to go, but I would really appreciate a nice vote. And I think you should go. It's supposed to be a really, really big event and looks really fun. I think this is the first time they have two hotels, and one of them is the only marijuana hotel they have in Nevada, from what I understand. I'll get more information and have it for you and post it in the notes so you can check up on it. Also, putting together my second and third book simultaneously. So if you would like maybe a story of yours to pop in, not that I don't have many to choose from, and it's very hard to choose what I want in there. Let's put it that way. I've been, over the last couple of weeks, I've been rereading them and going, oh, I really like this one. It's so hard to pick. I just, you guys write lovely stuff and very kinky stuff, and I absolutely love it. So it's getting to a point I may have to have certain types of books, you know, but there's certain categories that I don't have enough of that I can make a small, really small book. So we'll have to wait. I have to really jingle this around in my head and see where it goes. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, my wife and I love your show. We listen whenever we get a chance, usually while riding in the car. Sometimes the stories you tell us have us both hot and horny, which often leads us to pulling off the road somewhere in the secluded for a little bit of fun. After almost 15 years together, we're still madly in love and still can't seem to keep our hands off ourselves. Riding in the car together, listening to you, got us asking what sexy stories we'd like to share. We both simultaneously thought of the same thing, a time in the car one night on a long road trip home. We were driving down the highway late one night, I can't remember where, but far from a city in civilization. While my wife and I were talking casually, I see her turn and grab something out of her bag in the middle of the back seat. It was pitch black outside, and barely any other lights besides the dashboard, but I could see her fiddling with something by her legs on the seat. I couldn't figure out what she was doing. I heard something, and it sounded like it was wet. Suddenly, we were passed by the streetlight, and on the inside of the car was illuminated. I finally got a brief glimpse of what she was doing. There she was, with her shorts and panties pulled to the side, her legs spread open. One hand rubbing her thigh, and the other was holding a huge dildo and shoving it in as deep as it would go. That little half second of light in the car almost made me crash. As we pass the next light, I see more. She's going in and out of her soaking, wet pussy, with that long, thick toy making a sloshing sound with every thrust. Just from the sounds of her wetness and the toy slapping against her clit, I could tell she was close to coming. She continues to slide the toy in and out of her box, moaning and reaching out, and grabs my throbbing cock. She's stroking me and using her wetness as lube. She squeezes me hard as she said, "You should find a place to park." I have been looking for a place to pull over for what felt like an eternity. Thankfully, I found an old strip of stores with dimly lit parking lot that I promptly pulled in and darted behind the building to park. She hadn't missed a beat, stroking my cock while stroking her pussy. I quickly pull my pants off, and hers too. "Where am I going to get fucked?" she asked. I stare hypnotized at her swollen pussy as it's getting stretched by the toy, which she keeps driving deep as it would go. "Please," she begs, "I need your cock." By now, she's insatiable. I grab the toy from her hand while moving to shove my cock down her throat. I thrust the toy hard against her swollen clit, again and again. After a few hard strokes, she pushes the toy out of her pussy and squirts all over the car on the windshield. "Please fuck me," as she begs as she spits my cock out. "I can't take it. I need you to fuck me," she whined. I fully climb over to her seat and shove her dripping wet legs as far back as they could go. I lean in and my cock slides right into her gaping pussy like it belongs there. Her pussy felt so good, I almost came the moment I entered her. I shoved my cock in her as deep as I could. "Oh my God, I'm coming again," she screams. Her tight box pushed me out as she squirted again, covering us both in a hot mess. I continued fucking her hard and deep. I could feel in her another orgasm building in her. I could no longer take it and ask her where she wants me to come. "Inside me," she screams. "I need you to come inside me, please. Please, come inside me," she begs. Hearing this makes me harder than ever as I pound her mercilessly into the car seat. I pull her face closer to kiss me as I explode in her ever-needed pussy, causing her to come yet again. She presses her lips against mine as she grinds her hips against me, working my hot seed deep inside her. As I pull my drained cock out of her, some cum starts dripping out of her, which she promptly grabs her in hand, rubbing it all over herself. That night was a great, memorable moment in our 15 years of hot, steamy times together. We really enjoyed reliving this story and would love to hear you tell it to the world. Until next time. Scott. Well, hello, Scott and wifey. Have we been exploring a bit more? I actually love this. I have never pulled out a toy on a road trip. I don't think I've ever... Okay, I have carried a toy with me when I travel. Especially going to these events, and you know sex is going to be all around you. Absolutely. I take a toy me and join in while listening vicariously through the walls or even if the other door's open. It's very, very sexy to do something like that. But I have never carried one in my purse. And as you were describing her pulling this big dildo out of her purse, I was reflecting back to mine and I'm thinking, how big was this purse? And as much as I run into the store, you know, having one in said purse, you know, I dig and sometimes I just pull things out randomly, just not even thinking. And I could see me at the store looking for my keys and I pulled out my wallet and I pull out my dildo and looking for my keys because, you know, your keys always fall to the bottom of the purse. Am I right, ladies? So yes, there would be me sans in parking lot or store with my wallet and dildo and looking for my keys in my purse. That's just a comical sight right there, let me tell you. But that would be me. So ladies and gentlemen, if your partner pulled a toy, I'm doing quotation marks by the way, from their bag, purse, whatever in the back seat, and started playing with themselves, how quickly could you find that parking spot? And Scott, I bet it was the longest few minutes in the world at that moment. What about you guys? What do you think? Dear Nikki, I'm a 36-year-old divorcee with a daughter. I've been divorced for 3 years now, after my husband turned into an abusive control freak not long after our daughter was born. After the divorce, I didn't go out as much, as I was low in confidence and all I was interested in was looking after my daughter. Eventually, I started to get my life back together. I started going out with my friends and family, started to meet guys, but only socially, because I couldn't trust them after my ex-husband. But gradually, I wanted a male company, and I went out briefly with a couple of guys, but when it came to time to having sex, I just froze. This went on for quite a while until one night I got really drunk at a friend's party and I snogged this good-looking guy called Paul. But that was that, because I blacked out due to alcohol. I felt really bad about this though, and I liked Paul. So I got my friend to go out with me one night so I could meet him and apologize. She said she knew where he hung out, so we went there. We had been there in about an hour when he came in with some friends. He didn't see me when he came in. I waited about 20 minutes, plucked up the courage, and went to where he was sitting. As I approached, he looked up and was about to say something, but I beat him to it. I said to him, "Can I have a quick word with you in private?" He said, "Sure." He got up and walked over by the bar. Then I said to him, "I'm really sorry about the other night at the party. I was really drunk. Would you accept my apology?" He just smiled and said, "Yeah, you were, and then some, but there's no need to apologize." I said, "Yes, there is." So I explained why I was in that state. He was very understanding and said, "Can we start this again?" So my friend and I spent the rest of the evening with him and his friends. Eventually, we all went back to his for more drinks, but I made sure I wasn't going to get smashed like before. We danced and he kissed me, and I just melted. We went to the bedroom and had the most amazing sex I've ever had. He was well hung, at least 8 inches hard, and the heaviest ball sack that I'd ever seen. He rode every which way he could for about an hour, and I climaxed God knows how many times. And when he came, I thought he wasn't going to stop. I've never seen so much spunk being shot out of a guy's cock. He fell asleep. But the only problem was he had wakened a side of me that my ex-husband never did. I wanted more, lots more, but Paul was fast asleep, so I thought I'd better just go home. Just as I was about to leave, though, one of Paul's friends came out of the bathroom naked, and all I could do was stare at the size of his cock. It was huge. Once I had seen it, I wanted it. So I just grabbed his balls and started wanking his cock. He took my hand and led me through the lounge area and into a bedroom. Here, he quickly stripped me. I was gagging on it. No need for foreplay. And he shagged me relentlessly again. And I climaxed a couple more times before he exploded his hot, thick cum into me. I said to him, "I want more." I swear it, I'd never been so horny in my life. I got more, all right, as he went and got the other three of Paul's friends, who each shagged me mercilessly every time I climaxed multiple times. All in all, I got royally shagged by 5 guys, twice that night, and every one of them were well hung. Paul's cock was probably the smallest, about 8 inches. All the pent-up emotion and longing flooded out that night like a burst dam. By the time I went home, my hairy beaver had been well and truly bulled and filled. Since then, my friend and I have had a few nights with Raul and his friends, but we'd never had enough spunk shot into us to populate the world twice over. Who needs husbands, huh? Jen. Well, hello, Jen. you spunky slut, you.
I
have never done this. Never. But I find it sexy. Not for me, but I find it sexy. I find it very sexy because you had all that pent up energy, emotion, and sexual lust and energy that you turned around and really gave it, really took everything you had and just found your inner self, your inner, even inner sluttiness, and probably found out a few more things about yourself that you like and you don't like and so forth and so on. But here's the thing. Have you done it again, Jen? Would you do it again? And would you have him there with you? Would you have him join in? I like the fact that his other friends join in. There's nothing like watching a person give in to the lust and take that leap and really live in the moment and just be sexplorative. There's nothing sexier than a person finding their positive. Nothing better than finding something that makes them confident. It may not make us confident, but it makes them confident. And as we all know, confidence is sexy. What are we thinking here? And what about you? Dear Nikki, Kimberly laid me on the bed and said, "Your turn, lover. Your little slut is going to suck and fuck you so good now." As I laid down, Mike pulled her into another kiss and then whispered in her ear again. She pulled back and looked at him and asked, "Really?" He nodded. She told him to go in the bathroom and clean up and give us a minute. She laid next to me and kissed me again, started stroking my aching cock. I asked, "What's up?" She looked at me and said, "Mike is bicurious. And after seeing you clean up his cum and you grabbing his cock to put it in me, he thinks you're bi too, and was wondering if we'd let him explore that with us." She said, "You don't have to do anything with him, but I think it would be sexy as hell to watch him suck your cock." As I thought about it, she kept stroking me and bent down to suck my nipple. She said again, "It would make your little slut so hot if you let that pretty boy suck you, baby." So I nodded, and she said, "Oh my God, this is going to be so hot." She called for Mike, and he came back in. She told him to lay on the other side of me. The whole time, she was slowly stroking my cock. She looked at him and told him, "Eric hasn't done anything with another man. He enjoys cleaning me up and then reclaiming me freshly fucked pussy. But that's as far as it's gone." Mike looked a little disappointed and started to say something. She leaned across me to shut him up by kissing him. And she said, "But I explained to him how hot I thought it would be to watch you suck his cock. And he said yes. Are you okay with that? If he doesn't do anything to you?" Mike nodded and Kimberly stopped stroking and pointed to the head of my cock towards him. He bent down tentatively and licked the head of my, which was coated with pre-cum. He stopped for a second and then said, "I've never tasted anyone else's cum before." He licked it again and then with a moan, he opened his mouth and started sucking. It was strange after so many years of having experienced women sucking me and having someone with no practice suck me. The fact it was a guy didn't matter. His mouth was soft and wet, and it felt good. Kimberly dangled her tits in my face as she gave him tips and encouragement. I sucked her cum-covered nipples, and she kept telling me how fucking hot it was seeing that sweet boy suck my cock. She reached down and took the head of it in her hands and controlled his pace, pushing him a little deeper every time. I told her I was about to come. She held his head and said, "Do it." As soon as my first shot hit his mouth, she pulled him back so the rest went all over his face and chest. After watching them, and then excellent blowjob, it was a lot. He moaned, and I tried getting my cock back in his mouth. She held him back, though, until I was done, then let him suck me clean He said, "Thank you. That was amazing." She kissed him, then pushed him down and licked the cum off his face and chest, kissing him every so often to share it with him. He was hard as a rock again. She said, "I want to ride that." She swung over him and then hovered there, looking at me. I got the hint pretty quick. Sat up, reached down, grabbed his hard cock, and held it up, and then I pushed her down on it. And she said, "I love this young cock, and I love you for letting me have it. And I absolutely love that you're pushing it into your little slut." I told her how much I love her and how hot was seeing my little slut ride that nice fat cock. She rode him until he came twice and then said she needed her pussy licked again. She laid back and Mike dove in. She pulled me down to kiss and then told me she wanted me to fuck him. I told her I wasn't sure about that and she said, "You love fucking my ass, so what's the difference? And it's a virgin ass." That got me. I got the lube off the nightstand, then climbed on the bed and knelt by his head as he licked her. I looked down at her and she was smiled and nodded. So I squirted some lube in my hand and reached back and ran my hand to the back of his ass crack. He jumped and looked up as I started to rub it all around and over his tight little hole. Kimball really told him to relax, and that I would be gentle and his fantasy would come true. I reached down with my free hand and turned his head towards me, and then told him we could stop whenever he wanted. This was a first for me as well. He nodded and said okay. Then I put my hand on the back of his head and pulled my mouth into his semi-hard cock again as he sucked me more. Kimberly scooted down so she could suck my balls and occasionally his nipples and stroke his cock. I went slow, rubbing until his asshole started opening and then closing, and then stuck a finger in. He moaned and clenched and then relaxed and started pushing back against me. He and Kimberly were alternating between kissing and sucking my cock, and I was plenty hard again. I worked up for two, then three fingers. Finally, I said, "Do it. I need this cock in my ass." He got up on his hands and knees and Kimberly laying under him. She reached back and grabbed his cheeks and spread them. I put one last squirt of lube on the tip of my cock and started to press in. He jerked a little, tightening up again. Kimberly kissed him deeply and then looked into his eyes and told him to relax, and that would feel so good in a moment. Then kissed him again, reaching down with one hand to stroke his cock and holding his ass open with another. Just as I rubbed the tip around his hole for a bit, caressing his balls with one, he relaxed a little more pressure and I popped that fat head of my cock inside. He moaned and Kimberly told him what a good boy he was and how he was going to be an amazing little cock slut just like her. We stayed like that for a couple minutes before he said, "Yes, more. Make me your slut too." And started pushing himself back onto my cock. She said, "That's it, baby. Take that ass. I want to see." So she slid out from under him to watch. She knelt beside us with one hand on her pussy and one under him stroking his cock. He would push back a little, maybe an inch or so, to hold there for a few heartbeats, then slide forward and then slide back again. His virgin ass is the tightest hole I've ever been in, and it took everything I had not to lose my load or just bury myself into him for one hard thrust. Finally, after what seemed like forever, he had my whole cock buried in him. Once again, we just stayed that way, letting him adjust. Eventually, he started to fuck himself on me. Kimberly said she understood a little better why I like watching her getting fucked so much. She's seen me with women before, but usually busy either with their partner or getting eaten while I fuck them. Sitting there next to us, watching as that hungry little ass took every fat inch of me, made her come again. Then Mike said, "I think I'm good. Fuck me." I was so damn hot after everything I'd seen and done, I needed no encouragement. I grabbed his hips and slammed back into them. He screamed, "That's it. Fuck my little tight ass." Kimberly said, "That's it, baby. Make him a good little cock slut." After only about 2 minutes of hard fucking, Mike moaned that he was going to come. Kimberly said, "Don't waste it." She quickly flopped on her back and slid under him and swallowed his cock to the root as he came in her mouth again. She came back out from under him, scraping some cum that she missed and shoving her fingers in my mouth, saying, "He has the sweetest cum." That set me off. I yelled I was coming, and Mike yelled, "Yes, fill my tight little ass." I was buried my cock and came. It was intense. Kimberly came over and sucked me clean, and then we all slept till morning. Needless to say, Mike was happy to be my second little slut, and I enjoyed having both. After a couple of years, he met a nice woman, and they are happily married now. She's not into playing, but he comes to visit once or twice a year, and I enjoy having both my sluts again. Eric. Okay, so a little note here. This is a story from a few weeks ago. A curvy wife, Kimberly and Mike, and they had a 20-something guest for the night. Mike was enjoying watching Kimberly to several climaxes before coming in her, and then they took a break. And I think I yelled at how Darcy ended it, and as I always do when he breaks up the longer ones like this, it just infuriates me to know. I guess if I was going to say, if anybody gives a good climax, it's Darcy. Just going to throw that out there. But he's going to kill me for saying that. However, would you call in somebody for a third Z? If you wanted to watch your wife with a younger man, would you? Or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever dynamic we're in, right? Whatever is the connection we have. Would you invite what they wanted in if it was a younger model? Could you do that? I don't know if I could do the whole young thing. It would have to be just like this. He'd have to be there to do that. And then various other things. I mean, I've had thoughts of it, of how would that happen? How would I have a younger person with me when I was with my partner? And how would that look? And every time I think of it, it would be the 20-something. I don't even know if I could do 20-something, maybe 30s behind me. And I was pleasuring my partner. It would all have to be all about that and him getting that sensation of watching me getting fucked. But yet my focus is completely on him. And all I'm getting is just dick. I wouldn't even know the guy's name kind of thing. That's where that would have to be. But that is me. And that's how my picture of a perfect threesome would be. Because I don't know if I'd want them to spend the night. Because I'm like, okay, we're both climaxed. You can go. I'm going to have funsies now with my honey. But that's me. So as much as I say that, there's always a reason to for a break of rule. Or that's what I've been hearing anyway. So would you invite someone younger for the night to play with you and your partner? Would you indulge in the little bit of sexploration to see what limits you have to connect you in intimacy? Relationships are hard, and intimacy grows and changes, and so does every dynamic in your relationship. It's not the same as it was when you got together, even a month or two down the road. It changes and flexes and it bends, and it should. When it stays stagnant and doesn't grow, that's when you read problems. That's when things happen. So what I'm saying to you is, we all say here, since we only focus on the intimacy and the sexual relationship of you and your partner here, what are you doing to make that part of your chain strong? Remember, a relationship or even a life is about a chain, and any weak link, it can make the other links weak, correct? So again, we're focusing here on just the part that we're all focusing on here. So what would you do to help your partner explore? Would you go to the links of seeing them happy, or maybe finding a way to indulge in it? Really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to vote for me on the ASN Magazine Awards for Best Podcast of the Year. Whoever nominated me and sent in that, it's very appreciated. I did not realize I was even nominated until I made the finalist, and I didn't even know. I'm busy with other things. Don't forget to send me your confessions. Starting have books 2 and 3 going and possibly a fourth one to spread out through the rest of the year. Look, don't have a release date yet for summer, but summer's just, what, in a couple weeks? So I'm almost on the ball. So keep that in mind. Look for the third fall and possibly the fourth by winter. So if you would like to be considered, please send your stuff. I really am enjoying going through what I have and putting it into form. So hopefully I'll have something out, and hopefully I will have the audiobook out for the first one. So my plate is completely like overfilled like a Chinese buffet. There we go. And in closing, hello lover. Why don't we set up that swing, you know, in our spare bedroom in the basement? I think we can decorate it very kinkily. Is that even a word? Who cares? What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.